Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Destinations and opponents known for the start of the girls' state tournament a week from tonight, but Bloomington North and Edgewood tonight at 7:30 on the McKinney Court. The Cougs of Kylie Jarrett on a 7-game winning streak, 16-5, and Gary Sims Mustangs are playing well, 12-8. They're on a 3-game roll here, sporting the HT's Player of the Week and sophomore Macy Kreider, who's getting it done at both ends of the court for Coach Gary.
Good observation. Both ends of the floor is right because she can defend. She's done a lot better job of maintaining her positioning in defense. She's been throwing some double-doubles down on the offensive end.
What's an offensive key for you tonight?
Taking care of the ball. Good shot selection is going to be key.
Edgewood head basketball coach Gary Sims. South, Larry Winter's South Panthers, they're 10-10, looking for its third in a row, hosting Avon tonight on the home court at 7:30. Pacers will tip it with Denver tonight at Gainbridge. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. And pending MCCSC board approval, Anthony Lindsay becomes the new head football coach at Bloomington North, replacing the retired Scott Bless. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, not to get shoved aside by any stretch, but when we reach a milestone locally on the high school beat, we talk about it. North head coach Jason Spear annexed his 100th Cougar win Saturday night when his ball club knocked off Terre Haute South.
To me, this is the greatest job in the state. A lot of good players. Obviously, very supportive parents that put a lot of time in with the kids when they're younger. And, you know, a supportive administration. You know, that it's a dream job for me to be able to represent, you know, Bloomington North and the school. It's just a special place, and every win means so much and every player. So yeah. Thanks, Joe. I guess that's probably what I'm trying to say.
43-10 the last 2 years, including two runs to the semi-state with sectional and regional championships to boot. By the way, associate head coach Anthony Lindsay, 1-1 after he had to step in when Jason became ill the first week of the 2024 portion of the season. Hey, mentioning Anthony, pending MCCSC board approval tonight, he'll become the new head football coach at North, replacing Scott Bless, who announced his retirement after a 19-year run as Cougar gridiron coach. Pacers on the airwaves tonight. They'll tip it with Denver at 7 o'clock. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.